So here we have something that is very, very precious to the Lord. And of course, God the Father said this to God the Son during his lifetime. Now, you remember that? Both at the baptism and then at the Mount of Transfiguration. What did he say? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Yes, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. 30 years of sinless living. Wow, the Father must have been impressed by that. No one has ever done it before on planet Earth. And the only way he can do it is because God has put his Spirit upon him. See that there? "I have put my Spirit upon him." That's how he's able to do it. Oh, some may respond, "Ah, the Lord Jesus Christ, he had it made. He was God anyhow. He was God. What are you talking about?" But you have to understand the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, his deity, his humanity, and the union of his natures to appreciate what was happening. We've just been doing this in Western Sydney Bible School, and how it works, or how we can attempt to understand how it worked, both as God and man. The Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself and surrendered up the independent exercise of his divine attributes and only used them under the direction of the Father. And the rest of his life he lived as a human being, a true man, that needed the fullness of the Holy Spirit to guide him. That's why the Father was pleased with him. And most of his life he lived as a carpenter, not as a preacher or a healer. Most of his life he lived as a carpenter. 3 years he did preaching and teaching and healing. I wonder why. You think about it, please. I wonder why. So at the end of the 30 years, there's the stamp of approval on that life. Like the Passover lamb, selected on the 10th day and watched until what day? The 14th day, so that there's no blemish prefiguring the life of the Lord. That's the second point. Preparation. The Spirit upon him, upheld by my hand. That's very, very personal, isn't it? Huh? Upheld by my hand. When's the last time you have held somebody's hand, or you have had your hand help in support? It's rather intimate, you know. Now, India is a very interesting country, an exotic country. And one of the things I could not adjust to as a Westerner was holding hands with men. Okay? And when I arrived there, I said to some of our Christian leaders, "What's going on here? All these men holding hands." Because I read the wrong sign, okay? Yeah. And, he said, that's just one of our customs. It doesn't mean anything, isn't it? No, this, yeah, okay. So, many, many years ago, I was up in the Himalayas. I was up in Darjeeling, in Kalimpong, for a convocation. And there is this huge Muslim convert. Oh, boy, did he have a voice. Did he have power with God? For some reason, he's up there and I'm down here. It's like a David and Goliath arrangement. And for some reason, he took a fancy to me in a proper sense, okay? So he wanted to go walking with me every afternoon in the village of Kalimpong. Well, you know what's going to happen. So here's hand in hand. Walking down the street. And only 4 years ago, I was in Tirunavalli, and another great servant of God, he must have taken some bit of a fancy to me. He was dressed up in his lovely white suit and pants. I don't know. I think I wanted to go the back streets, but he wanted to go down the main road, head in hand. I felt, yeah, a little. But nevertheless, there was affection there, you see. Affection and support. Yeah, I'm right. So this is what the Lord's doing. And the Lord's preparing him. How is he preparing him here? Point number two, preparation. His spirit upon him and supporting him personally. When you hold somebody's hand, that's about as close as you can get to them apart from embracing them. Isn't that wonderful? The fellowship between the Father and the Son is a wonderful fellowship. It's even promised in John, the Gospel of John. If you keep my word, I and my Father will come and dwell with you and dwell in you. That's a wonderful relationship. There's many men of God who have been in their presence, and quite naturally, they're not super pious or super holy, but they are godly men, and it is just wonderful to be in their presence. They just love the Lord, yeah. So here is preparation. This servant is getting preparation. Now, then there's destination. What's he going to do? Now, as with the prophets and as here in these particular songs, we find that the prophets aren't necessarily organized according to our Western minds. You see, I have set this out in more of a Western way. But for the prophets of the Old Testament, they will see something here and write it down. Then they'll see something here and write it down. And it may not necessarily be in logical order. So we find now the writer is leaping out to what? He's leaping out after a spirit anointing to the matter that he will bring forth justice to the Gentile nations. That's the next great leap. You see that there? We may find that a little difficult, but it's not difficult if you've been reading the book of Isaiah. If you have the King James Version, you will have the word judgment. Justice is a bit better. Mishpat is the Hebrew word. Justice. Everyone wants justice on the news. I've been accused of this. I'm going to take you to the high court. I want justice. And what he's going to do is he is going to bring justice to this sin-sick world, brothers and sisters. He's going to sort it out. And he's going to rule in righteousness. That's the glimpse here. But how's he going to do it? Well, it says here, point number four, characterization. He will not. He will do it this way. He will not do it this way. Well, when you read it here, you find that how he is going to establish justice in his coming kingdom is not the way the world establishes justice. How does the world establish justice? The world establishes justice by force. I used to work with communists, and they used to say to me, "Ron, the meek won't inherit the earth. It's the strong. They're the ones who are going to get the earth." Well, I said, "Well, look, you can have it at the moment. It's in a bit of a mess. You can have it." But I said, "Very soon, Jesus is coming back, and I'm coming back, and we're taking over." That's about all I could say. Yeah. Force. force. Force.